It looks like I look like somebody that would call the ice on you, right? And
welcome to another episode of another Latino Vida podcast and the Latino Vida podcast. Christian Henningsmeyer, and today I am with Jonah Jerkins, that is another amazing podcaster and comic. Welcome. I have a applause, but I don't want to do it right now. You have a panic button if we get into any conversation that you're like, I don't want to talk about this.
Should
shit.
I hit the button?
You can hit the button.
Okay. Okay.
So I will talk more about it. I'll immediately get more deep into the subject.
Yeah.
And this is something that you don't have.
Oh, yeah. You stole...
I stole the Gazelle.
Yeah. We both were up for the Best Podcast in Chicago Award, and we lost to you. It was... it was a thing.
It was a Venezuelan, so thank you, Venezuela. it was my mom telling every cousin I have in my in Venezuela,
oh, really?
Hey, vote for... If they check the IPs of, like, the voting system, they'll be like, what the fuck?
He's got a huge following down there. This is amazing.
No, not even. Like, they're like my mom's like, hey, vote for your cousin. And they're like, I don't know that guy. Like, just vote for him.
we completely forgot to even, like, ask, like...
people to vote for it?
Yeah. We were just surprised that we were even...
I was surprised, but then it's like, I need to win this.
It does turn into this, like, fuck these other people, I swear to God.
You know, Melvin, maybe I said it in the last episode, but Melvin Stewart was recording when they were announcing, and he started recording because he's not going to win it. And then they're like, another Latino with a positive.
Yeah.
He didn't even have trust in me. Like,
yeah, you're like, what the fuck, man? Yeah, it's weird, like, leading up to, like, an award where at first you're just like, nah, we're not going to win, of course not. And then, like, day up, you're like, I guess we could, like, fucking, we could crush this thing.
Yeah, no, I dressed nicely. I was like, I'm trusting that my mom sent this to a lot of people, and she did.
Yeah, you looked great. You had a good speech. Did you practice your,
No, I wrote it there because I was like, I didn't even know if I have to have a speech, but I created, like, something like, this will be quick.
Yeah.
I'll say something like that. I have time because our category was like, I don't know, 6, 7, something like that. So I have time to prepare a decent speech.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about podcasts. Like, that's one of the topics because you're also have a podcast that have Let's Get Dumb. It has 83, actually.
Okay.
You released 83 yesterday.
Yeah. A new one.
83 episodes. And I went, because I believe when you have a podcast and it doesn't grow up, you're like, I'm a fucking failure.
Yeah.
Many times, like, I should stop this shit. But I went into the statistics of the podcast, and 1%, like, 20% of podcasts, like, go after 3 episodes. And from the remaining, just 20% of them do, like, after, like, 10 episodes.
Yeah.
So the amount of people that get to, this is episode 51, and the amount of people that get to 51 episodes is like 8% of the podcast. So we're fucking doing it.
We're doing it.
And you're fucking 82.
Yeah, 82.
So have you feel the burnout of like, why would you stop this shit?
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, you look at your numbers and you're just like, ooh, what the fuck is going on? But like, you know, it's the whole thing, like, I don't know, when you're shopping for a podcast, you only see like 8 episodes. You're like, that's probably not a good podcast. Like, podcasts, I feel like there's got to be at least like 30 for you to comfortably click on it, you know?
Okay.
So it's just getting to that level. And it's kind of fun because like it never starts well. Like, you don't know what you're doing. Like, nobody knows the format until you actually like get a couple in. So like,
I don't even know if I couple, like,
yeah, I mean, we're still figuring out.
I have a goal that is like having 100 comics, 100 episodes, 100 comics. And from there, I'll see what the fuck.
Yeah.
But I'm not following trends. Like, oh, you should have a OnlyFanger. Like,
right.
That's one of the questions that I have. I believe I was going to buy it, but then it was like, it's going to be annoying. Like balloons and fill it with water so we can put it and have tits.
And
I believe that would just bomb the view so much.
We just keep touching each other's tits.
just talking about whatever.
Yeah.
And people's like, yeah, this podcast is going on. Yeah. It's going well.
Yeah, let's do that.
What? Do you have any moment that you were like, let's fucking stop this shit?
I don't, but my co-host does a lot. He quits a lot.
Every other episode, he's
he's a bit of a hothead. I think that's why I enjoy the podcast. Because like the beginning of the podcast, I was like, oh, I'll just irritate him the whole time.
Okay.
Like a little brother, even though I'm older than him. But I get there where, like, you know, he just, I enjoy it. I get to hang out with my friend every week, and I get to find out how much of a psycho he is even more and more. So I lose respect for my friend every week, which is nice. That's a good feeling.
The episode that I saw, he was like, no, stealing is bad. You're like, I steal every time. I steal every fucking time I have the possibility. I was. So I believe you are the psycho.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a psycho. Yeah. But I'm pretty honest about it. You know? Like,
He's not.
Joe's not. He's figuring it out. But it's, you know, it's a fun journey. And, like, you never know where it's going to go. And, I mean, this is my third or fourth podcast. So it's kind of...
What happened with the last ones that you ended? That you're like...
I think that's the issue is... people that fight through that, like, this isn't working out. It's not where I want to be. So I have to quit, right? Because it's like you're not getting, like, immediate satisfaction. But it's just like comedy. Like, you're not good at first. Like, it takes you years to get good. So it's just, like, same thing with the podcast. It takes years. And then it's, like, you know, it's easier to go from 10,000 listens to 20,000 than it is to go from 0 to 100 or to 1,000, you know? Like, yes. So it's just – you gotta let it build.
For me, like, this is something I realized – because I was watching your numbers, my numbers, and I was like, this is weird because I believe you have way more views than me, but for some reason I have more subscribers, mm-hmm. and in TikTok I have more followers, but it's like, I have more following, but a lot less views, and it's like, what the fuck is happening? Like, why the people, like, you have a couple of clips that are kind of viral, they have, like, more than 1,000 views.
Uh-huh.
It's like, why didn't that turn into following? I do not understand the social media.
I don't understand it either. I think we have a great producer who's young. I mean, he's in his early 20s, and I think he kind of knows trends a little better. We don't try to, like, you know, I'm not saying our podcast is successful or anything, but, like, the clips that are, like, doing well are generally the clips that he's like, I think this is going to go well because this is going to spark a conversation. And I think, like, you know, we had our first clip that did really well was we were doing a top five list of, like, worst fan bases, you know? And my co-host loves Nirvana, and he's wearing a Nirvana shirt, so I was like, well, I'll go after that. So then I was just like, I think Nirvana has the worst fan bases, you know, because they get mad at you if you think their band's bad. And then, like, my co-host is getting mad at me during it. And then we posted that clip, and that, like, I mean, it was, like, I think we have, like, 30,000 comments on it or something, like, a lot. It has over a million views. Yeah, it's all, like, I mean, they were... But here's the thing, is they are decimating me, like, in that they are, like, attacking me in every way possible. But it's like,
proves your point.
thank you. Yes, it proves my point where I'm like, you see, you fuckheads. Like, I'm just making fun of your band. I didn't even say that they're good. I'm just saying that you guys suck, and they're making it seem
we
like I'm making
suck.
Fun
you
of
you. Suck, piece of shit. Yeah. Like, there you go.
There you go.
You do suck.
Yeah. This motherfucker, he probably likes Spice Girls. I'm like, I do like Spice Girls. There's some good songs.
They're amazing.
They're amazing.
Like, if they put, like, do you want to be my lover? You know the lyrics.
Yeah. But, right. And then they love it. And they know all the Spice Girls. But, like, I think ultimately it's just, like, the ones that are going well are the ones that, like, A, people are thinking of, like, we try to do a mix of, like, this is our personalities.
Yeah.
This is our, like, here's something funny. And then here's something that, like, people might talk about.
We'll create a conversation. Like, I'm just trying to create, like, funny moments in the... And not, like, force it, because I've seen, like, there are many podcasts or many media that is clearly they scripted.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to do that. But at the same time, it's like, that's working.
Yeah.
So it's like, you watch, what the fuck should I do with this podcast?
I know.
But we talk about the moment that makes you, like, be like, I want to quit. What moments for you has been the moments that you're like, I got to keep going with this. I got to just fight through it.
Yeah,
I can do it.
I mean, you know, like, getting a couple clips that, like, surprisingly, you're like, oh, that did a couple thousand, or, like, I think we just had a clip that did, like, 20 or 30,000, which isn't, like, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's not a lot, but for a podcast that only has, you know, 400 followers, 500 followers, that's a lot. So it's kind of nice that, like, to me, it's like when people pass it, when you see the share,
yeah,
then you're like, oh, okay, like, somehow we said something that resonated with somebody, and that's kind of nice. I like that. Personally, it's just like, you know, I had a local comedian, Joe Fernandez, on our podcast.
Amazing, Joe Fernandez. I want to have it here. I have tried to get a scheduled with him, but he's
busy. Boy.
Amazing, yeah. So he's busy.
Yeah, he's an incredible comedian. If you're trying to find a new comic, I think he has a couple specials online. But, you know, this is, like, our older format when we were just talking about, like, I like talking about stories that, you know, that's embarrassing, you know, or like you look like an idiot or an asshole, you know, because we all like that.
Because let's get dumb.
Yeah, let's go, get dumb.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the let's get dumb. There's my dumb face. So I, yeah, I just asked Joe, like, you know, when's a time that you laughed at something somebody said that you knew you weren't supposed to laugh at? And he was just talking about like some comment somebody did in high school, and it's just like, I don't know, the way he said it was so funny, it was so like real. That, I mean, the three of us are crying, laughing so hard.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it was just like this weird, like, hey man, what's your thought on this? Or like, what's your memory? Or like, what's your memory on this? And we all just had this like moment that I shared. So whenever I'm like in a bad mood or whatever, I go back and watch that moment. So I always have that moment.
Yeah, I have a couple of moments in the podcast that I laughed so hard. I have a Kyrie the comic, and I gave him for Loco.
Okay,
mistake. Don't ever give Kyrie the comic for Loco. He gets crazy.
Does Kyrie even drink? I don't think he drinks. Like, he's so skinny.
No, Kyrie is not skinny.
Who am I? I'm Kyrie
the comic. Oh, you're thinking about Kai.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think about Kai.
No, Kyrie the comic. Like, he went mad and he said a lot of stuff that was probably shadow ban me, but it was too funny.
That's always the worst when you like have a guest on and they start talking and you kind of want to like yes and them, so you just want to like support what they're saying, but then you're like, I can't. Like, no, I don't even think I can.
No, what is your thought about that? Because I'm like, I don't want to like change words or like change my viewpoints.
Yeah.
For YouTube or whatever channel not to shadow ban me. I refuse to say like, oh yeah, he unsubscribed from life.
Right.
He suicide.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Killed yourself. Yeah.
He killed her.
I like how low your voice went when you took that really serious.
I just like, yeah. just say the thing. Just say that they.
Themselves. And that's it. And I just, my volume is totally down. Like, they killed themselves. There you go. I said it.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm not scared of you.
Yeah, we're not scared. We're not scared of you dead motherfuckers. What are you going to do?
But do in Let's Get Dumb, do you change the way you talk? Because, like, oh, they might.
I try not to. I know joke. It's, I mean, you know, it's hard because right now it's like I'm new to the video part of podcasting. So I had like, did you ever watch the show The Bachelor?
Yeah. One time. Like, yeah. I saw it when it was Tila Tequila. Okay.
Yeah. So I was dating this girl and she like, you know, she wanted me to watch it with her and we'd have like these like serious discussions and she's like, you need to have a podcast about this. So I was like, okay, I'll do a podcast. And what was crazy, like, so I had, I was like, oh, I'm a guy, and generally, like, guys don't like that show, so I'll find a girl.
A white guy.
A white guy. Yeah, I think white guys will like that show.
You know, like, another Latino comes because, like, another Latino with a podcast comes because usually people mock it, like, oh, another white dude with a podcast.
Yeah.
So you, you're the white dude.
I think it's important that white people get heard, you know? I think they have important things to say, and I think that, you know, I'm glad we're finally being heard right now.
Perfect.
Kidding. And then I was like, oh, I'll find a girl who's never watched the show, who doesn't like the show, and then I'll make her watch it every week, and we'll just discuss it. But really, it was like, I just want to talk about, like, relationships and shit. And, like, that ended up being, like, top 10 Bachelor podcasts in the country.
Amazing.
Like, it just kind of blew up. I don't know. I mean, it didn't blow up, but it did really well. The problem with that fucking podcast is that everyone, like, my co-host ended up hating me because she hated the show so much. So she was like, I can't fucking do this show anymore. So then I kept trying to find new
people
hosts.
That
and they kept being
the
like,
show.
I hate it. I can't do this anymore. And they quit. And that's the hardest thing, to go to your question like from a few minutes ago. It's like, it's just hard to find a partner that is in it with you like for the long run.
Yeah. And it's like, even if we go through a moment that it's like, we should stop this shit. It's like, no, let's fucking push through.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing it by myself and it's so hard because every time I have it's like, should I just stop doing this?
Right.
There's no one to be like, no, let's fucking do it.
It's gotta be hard.
It's just me being like, no, but I made a promise. My promise is no matter what, no matter if like tomorrow, like all my subscribers are like, this show is shitty and they unsubscribe, I'll make 100 episodes.
Yeah.
No matter what. Because if not, if you don't have that, you just quit.
Yeah. I mean, you just never fucking know, you know?
In the statistics, like, I pull up, like, I love this, but 44% of all the podcasts that are, apparently is 4.4 million podcasts.
That's crazy.
44% of those, so like 2 million something of podcasts, they don't have more than three episodes. And
that's how much shit is just out there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but I wanted, I thought about like, oh, in the part of like, oh, I feel better about myself because we keep going. But what happened in those podcasts that they were like, Second episode is like,
Nah.
Let's quit this shit.
Nah.
This is terrible.
I didn't get a million in a row right away. Yeah.
Let's fucking drop this. Or immediately Fives is like, hey, are we recording tomorrow? Fuck no.
Oh, yeah. You know, one's like, I got called into work. Let's just do it next week. And you're like, all right. Yeah. And next week is just like, I don't know, man. It's kind of nice out. I don't want to get drunk. I'm supposed to hang out with my girlfriend. And then it's just like,
and then it's like two episodes. Like, this fucking shit is expensive. Like, how about you don't want to do what you're doing that you're like, eh.
Right. It's
I did two episodes. That's it.
It's such a racket and so stupid. Like, what we do is so stupid.
Yeah.
The idea that we think we're going to make it is so stupid.
Have you have these comments? Like, with this, we're going to, like, end the first part of the podcast. But I have had it, like, at least 6 times in all the videos that I have posted. But at least 6 to 10 times, I have a comment that is like, podcast equipment should be expensive, or like variation of that. Like they, you should be need to get a license to do a podcast. Like,
yeah.
I just comment like, I'm so sorry. You have to listen to it.
You're just like, was that at me? But maybe they're just like, yeah, and you should get one of those. Maybe it's a compliment.
Nope.
If you're ripping your part. Yeah.
I just replied to it. I made one regret it because one person was like, this guy is always, I'm pretty sure he's just recording and shit in his mom's basement, blah, 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 blah. And I just replied like, dude, I wish I was in my mom's basement because I'm in United States and she's back in Venezuela and I miss her so much.
Yeah.
And he replied like, now I feel so bad.
That reminds me of the story. My favorite rebuttal to a heckle this comedian named Soren Chomsky. He's like, he was a Chicago comedian and went to New York. He kind of writes for shows. Now he doesn't really do stand-up anymore. But last time I saw him, he was like on the Laugh Factory stage here in Chicago. And he's doing his thing. And this guy is just like heckling. He's just drunk as shit. He's just kind of heckling. And then my friend gets upset. And then he just goes, what are you doing? And the guy's like, what? He's like, what, man? I'm just trying to help at your show. He goes, you're not helping. And he goes, this is my job. Like, I'm just trying to do my job. And the guy goes, yeah, we'll do it. And he goes, and you're hurting my feelings. Like, why would you do that? Like, I'm just trying to do what I'm supposed to. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. And, like, you're hurting my feelings. And I'm going to think about this for a while. And he kept pushing that so much where the guy was just like, hey, dude, I'm sorry. He was like, I'm really sorry. And he's like, and my friend goes, I'm not going to take that. No, your apologies means nothing. I'm just trying to do what I want, and you're stopping me from it? Like, why would you do that to somebody? And it was like, this guy probably went home and was like, I have to go to a therapist. I got to figure this out.
Like, I'll go back to punching walls.
Yeah.
Not heckling anymore.
We used to run a show together, and he was like, why would you heckle me? I got here early, and I moved the chair for you to sit in. He's like, I moved that chair. I got here early so you would have a good time. So why would you do that? And the guy was like, I didn't know. He's like, well, now you know.
And he's like, this dude, if you go back to a heckler with kindness, they don't know what to do. They're like,
yeah. Or like, you're actually hurting my feelings, you know?
They're like, well, this guy, like the guy in the comments, he was like, man, I'm so sorry. I hope you can see your mom soon. And I was like, thank you. I will quit the podcast.
Right. And you're like, yeah, I hope I can see her soon too, before she starts her chemo.
And and the guy's
like, I know.
The guy's like, dude, I got you 500 subscribers. Look, well, we're gonna make a pause. We're gonna be back, and we are back. We went to the funeral of the guy who.
Yeah, we killed that guy.
Like, we're super friends now. No, actually, like I believe he followed me, and I was like, this is actually cute. It's a cute thing. If you're still there, thank you for following me. My mom is not in chemo, but. She's in Venezuela, so I do miss her.
She's not in chemo anymore. She actually passed away, so don't say anything.
500 subscribers. That's the way.
Like just tear emojis. Just tear, yeah.
I saw this. Like, this is the last we're going to talk about podcast because the episode is going to be all about it. But I see you've been changing your thumbnails. Do you believe that helps boost the...
I think so. Like, I guess there is... So our producer is helping us with that, and... I guess I think on YouTube, or I forget where it's at, but like you can actually like set up where it's 3 different thumbnails.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then you can see which one works best. So, yeah, it does kind of change things because I don't know if they still do that, but at one time, Netflix, like they had different thumbnails compared to like who they who you were. Yeah. It's like if you were a male, the predominantly the people that they would like hot girls or like other guys, like with women, it was like more like you know, like button up girls and stuff like that. And it was just to see engagement, which is
I believe it works. But for me, what you have worked, I believe, better is the titles, like one of the last
I support MAGA, like that.
Yeah, if you put that, people is like, what do you mean?
The fuck is this shit?
Oh. Well, the last it was like with Zach Albers, happy birthday, he's on his birthday today, and the name of the episode is like two white guys talking about DEI.
Oh, fun!
And was one of my most views.
And
we did talk about it. It was not like a clip bait, but it's like, shoot, all my
right.
The titles of my shit should be something that is like controversial. Like if you put like Nirvana sucks on the name of the episode, probably a lot of people are like, what do you mean?
Oh yeah. I mean, it was crazy the amount of people that like clicked and then wanted to watch it. I don't know. What's your thoughts?
Or maybe
on
just click to insult.
I'm okay with that.
Comment section.
Hey man, exactly. I'm okay with that. If I get more views and then like that like spreads to other people and then the right people end up seeing it, I'm okay with that. Like What's your thoughts on the whole like clickbait accusation?
I hate it, but it works.
It works. Whenever I click on something and I'm like, fuck, that was clickbait. I'm always like, well, I gave this a shot and maybe I would have liked it and maybe I would have continued following.
Or like this shit that they're not doing, that they put you like they like cleaning an utensil or like poker washing something or like Minecraft or whatever of that. Yeah. And then they put you like a speech of whatever. And you're like, why aren't I washing this? Like,
You know what I don't get is I don't understand the popularity of like reacts videos.
Me neither.
I don't get it. Like those people are getting like millions of views and it's just someone going, oh shit. Yeah. What?
It's like Asian lady. I don't know what part of Asia. Well, she just reads the comments and laugh, and she had like a funny laugh.
Yeah.
But she gets millions of views, and it's like, you're not doing anything. You're just reading the comments of a video.
Right.
Like, not even you did the comments. Like, someone did it.
Right.
And she's getting a lot of following.
Yeah. And it's just like, how the fuck does the algorithm work? You know, like, it's just... And that's why I brought up the Bachelor podcast, because like that was years ago and that was before this video thing and before podcasts were on Instagram a lot and YouTube, and it's just like it's such a different thing where like you're kind of like you have to pay attention to how many listens you get, but also views count, and those are probably two separate things because most people aren't going to listen to it then watch it, so then those like combined are like actually where your numbers are at, you know what I mean? Like it's just weird because like our listens aren't that high, but we get a lot of views on our clips. And on our full podcast, we get, like, not a lot, but we get an okay amount. So it's just kind of like, what's really happening?
What are we doing wrong? Because that's how you think it. You don't think, like, oh, I'm doing this right. It's always, like, what I'm doing wrong in the other part. Like, I believe my TikTok is, like, starting to grab some strength. And that's pretty nice. But then Instagram is being, like, dead. And it's, like, I don't know what is happening. Right. Or I have like 4K views on a video, but no likes. And it's like,
yeah, what's up with that? Yeah, or comments like, or anything.
Like 12 likes, 4K views. And it's like, then how we got to. And then I have one video that is like 79 likes and it's like 100 views. I'm like, why is this not.
Yeah, almost 100% of people that just happened to find it loved it.
Yeah, right. It's like, what the fuck is happening? But I wanted to talk like outside the podcast. Like, I love it because it's what we're doing. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
And last question about podcast, because I want to talk about Snow White, but have you seen what is happening with Snow White, the last live action of Snow White?
Oh, Snow White? No, I haven't seen it.
Okay. No, but don't say it.
Have you seen it?
No, I won't. But last question, how should we call this episode?
What she calls episode?
This episode. We got to think, I'll name it whatever we say, but it have to be the most clip-based shit ever.
Yeah, what would be that now? It would probably be...
it have to be something
the else. Real truth about Ryan Reynolds.
No, it have to be something with Trump.
Trump, okay.
Trump. I'm the thing is like another Latino with a podcast, so you have to be like
the JFK papers explained.
Oh, I saw the JFK. It have to be like this guy cold eyes on the hose of an
oil. Oh, right. Or it would have, yeah, it would have to be like,
and the Tony is me getting,
yeah, yeah, podcast guest calls ice on host.
Yes, I'll name it like that's the name of the fucking podcast now.
Yeah, because it looks like I look like somebody that would call the ice on you, right? And then it would be like,
undercover,
my hat doesn't help, and like the way I look doesn't help at all. So they'd be like, that fucking for sure is a real thing.
The name of the podcast is Undercover Ice Cop is gets invited as a host and deports. I'll find it, but it's gonna be something like that. I'm so sorry if you got to this point and you're like, they didn't even talk about this.
Well, you know what? We did just talk about it, and so there you go.
There you go.
So you're it's welcome. Not clickbait, but it actually happened.
But it's Snow White. I don't know if you're that. Yeah, you have to eat my mom. My mom
keeps you're yelling at me before.
Yeah, it's Snow White. I want to talk about it because it's one of the biggest flop in fucking Disney. Rachel Zegler. I don't know if you have seen like any.
Rachel Zegler's in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's perfect that you don't know anything about it because I'll explain it. Rachel Zegler is in it. Gal Gadot is in it.
Gal Gadot's in it?
Yeah. Wow. They spend.
What a fall from grace.
Apparently 200. Yes. But she can act. Yeah. Apparently. $246 billion, like million dollars on the movie. And it make $44 million on box office on the first day. That is nothing. No. And it have 2 stars on IMDb.
Really?
And it's like one of the worst rated movies ever.
Really?
And the problem is that Rachel Zegler, during the whole thing of the movie, she was just like, and I hate, this is a video that I hate the most. It's like, look, there's not gonna be a prince that she will like in this one. She doesn't need a prince. Like this is about like her. She can empower herself to be her true self. And this guy just kissing her while she was asleep. That's weird, right? Weird. Right. And it's like, it's a fucking story from 1914, something right. like that. Like it's a different time, and I understand that it's not the same right now.
Disclaimer. But
you're doing a remake of a fucking classic. It's not like you're remaking a movie that no one cares right. and you can make a lot of adjustments.
Yeah.
Like, you're remaking a fucking Disney classic. And she's, like, just fucking shitting on it. It's like...
Yeah. Yeah, you're making a remake of a movie that you fucking loved as a kid. And you know you loved that as a kid.
She said, like, no, it scared me as a kid.
No,
like,
it didn't.
Then why you are Snow White? Then yeah. why are you here?
Right.
That, and then she insulted Trump supporters. Which is like, okay, you can have your opinion as a person, but you are releasing a fucking movie.
Right.
And you're insulting half, like kind of half of the population.
Right.
So all the people that are supporters of Trump's, they're like, we're not going to see this movie.
Yeah.
And then she fought with Gal Gadot. So now Gal Gadot doesn't go to any of the premieres. She doesn't go to any of the interviews.
I could listen to you say Gal Gadot for the rest of my life.
Hey, Gal Gadot is fucking beautiful.
Boned up over here.
They don't see each other. And Gal Gadot is like mad at the movie. And I'm apparently, I cannot verify this, but apparently since the company was mad with Gal Gadot, they choose on purpose that her worst takes to get into the movie. The movie, it was supposed to have 7 dwarves, and then they had like 7 little people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fired them because it was apparently that giving job to people is like is offensive.
Yeah.
So they fired them, and it was going to be 7 bandits.
It sounds worse.
It sounds worse.
Right.
So they're like, no, we want the dwarf. So it's like, okay, we're making CGI.
Yeah.
But apparently in the movie, there's still the bandits and the dwarf. And it's like...
Oh, weird.
And then, and I believe this is one of the worst parts. Like, you know, Snow White, she finds the place of the dwarf and she just breaks in and sleep there. In the movie, in the classic, she does that and she's like, okay, I'll clean, I'll cook. Like, I keep this clean because you are giving me the opportunity to be here rent free. In this movie, she's like, you gotta clean this shit.
Really?
I'm gonna help you with the animals, but you like this is disgusting. And it's like, who the fuck are you?
Right, what right. are you
doing? I haven't seen it. I won't see it. Maybe when it's streaming, but
you should do a live react.
It's a live react. I'll be like,
yeah.
But it's a fucking flop.
Like, yeah. My gym is underneath the theater. And I walked in, and they have like the times and movies.
Okay.
And I saw Snow White on there. I didn't see the commercial. I just was like, oh, they're playing like an old version of Snow White, even though there's like a name after it.
No, it's a new one.
I had no idea.
It's terrible.
I haven't seen a trailer for that. I have no knowledge that there was a new. And I like movies a lot. I'm a big movie person, and I had no fucking idea.
No, I'm so glad. Like yeah. Now, you should.
This make me want to watch it though.
You should go watch it.
Yeah.
I believe this happened with Disney because they are fucking clever.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they saw it was gonna be a flop so bad. They were like, let's just make it worse.
Yeah.
So people go watch it for how bad it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like these horror films that they're so bad that they're enjoyable.
Yeah, like Madame Web.
Exactly. Like Madame Web.
Yeah, Madame Web.
I didn't
see it, but I heard the same thing where people are just like, this is just...
It's so bad.
It's so bad, it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any movies that... what would be a Disney movie that you're like, if they change too much this, I'll be fucking mad.
Newsies.
Which one?
Newsies. You ever seen Newsies?
No.
That's my favorite movie. It's like a musical. Christian Bale's in it. It's like a kid. Okay. And it's just about like how these newsboys in the 20s or 30s like striked against the company to get more money or something. I don't know. But it's great.
So it's a communist movie.
It is. Yes. Yeah, yeah. So that's why I support it.
Okay. Thank you for being here. Like, I'm going to mute your mic.
Yeah. Oh, wait. this is what I believe in. And go to www.... Okay.
No, I put solo. Now you're mute.
You got it.
I don't know.
What's your answer on that?
I believe, like, Lion King, no. Toy Story, no. Like, I don't know, because I try to not get into that mindset, but I saw recently there's a YouTuber called, she's a streamer called Fairly Gap. She's a Venezuelan, and they're doing a remake on series for Harry Potter.
Okay.
And Snape is black.
Okay.
And she was like, I don't care if Harry Potter is black and gay, and I don't care if Hermione is black, and she had like curly hair and an afro, I don't mind. But they did this, like, I support 100% inclusivity, like, and in all the series and remakes, but not with fucking Snape. And her reasons make fucking sense. Like, first, James, the dad of that Harry Potter, mm-hmm. he bully Snape.
Yeah.
So now, when you see it in the series, it's like, so Harry Potter dad was fucking racist. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the Harry Potter mom, like, rejects Snape for James, and now it's gonna look like, so Harry Potter mom...
Yeah.
It's fucking racist.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
No, everybody's racist. Harry Potter at some point, like she said, at some point he thinks that Snape is planning something bad.
Okay.
But he doesn't have any proof.
Yeah.
When you see in the series, it's like, I believe this black guy.
Harry Potter's a little racist here.
So, and he's like the mestiz prince. So it's like, he wants to do dark magic. I was like,
yeah. It's African American magic.
Like,
yeah.
Like you gotta. He's a bad guy. He's like from all the teachers. Well, it says like on the first one, quitted like what the guy had to have Voldemort on the other side of her head. But he's a fucking double agent,
yeah.
And he's end up being a bad guy. Why would you make the from the school the only bad guy? Is like, yeah, that's the black guy.
Yeah.
Like you can have make Dumbledore black.
Yeah, or something. Like, yeah. Ooh,
but
let's
no,
think about that a little bit. Right.
Exactly. Do you have any like people that you're like, oh, please don't make this person black. It's gonna look awful if you.
I don't know, man. Like I'm all for Idris being Bond. I was upset that they're not doing that, Idris Elba. So that's not that. I don't know, man. What's your answer on that?
You got a lot. Like, I'll think about it because I didn't think about it, but it's a nice question to like what character will be bad if they like nope, this character is now black,
right?
Because you're just
like, ooh, that changes everything.
It's like, yeah, this fucks up. Well, Snow White, Rachel Zegler is like, she's not as white as Snow,
yeah.
And they put like apparently they explain it like, yeah, but she was born in a snowstorm, so that's why she's
Snow White. That sounds horrible.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Like, no, she's not Snow White because she's white as snow.
Yeah.
But no, they change everything. But you know what? Let's. I do a bonus content, so we're gonna keep. We're gonna answer this question in the bonus content. We're gonna have like 5 minutes to think about it. But we're gonna end this episode. You have anything you wanna pull off? This is gonna come out in not this Saturday, but the next Saturday. Any shows? Any episodes?
No, nothing. I mean, like if you know, if you enjoyed me, I guess check out Let's Get Dumb podcast. If you're in the Chicago area, we have shows called Comedians You Should Know, which is every Wednesday at Timothy Tools. We also have shows in New York on Wednesday and in LA. And then I run a show called Blackout Diaries, which is every Friday.
I love that. You said, like, no, I don't think I have anything, but I have these three shows in New York, these two shows.
I don't have anything personally. But we are taping a pilot for Blackout Diaries this Sunday, so you guys have missed it, but check it out. Hopefully it'll be on streaming
sometime soon. I was in that show, and it's and a fucking amazing show.
Yeah, so it's a very fun show.
Check it out. And that's it for this episode. Thank you so much. Adios.
Adios.